The Toddcast Podcast. Follow on Instagram and Twitter at Toddcast Podcast.
Teresa Longo, thank you for taking the time to join us here in Vancouver, Canada with the Toddcast Podcast. I love your Twitter bio, by the way. Bachelor of Business Administration, wife, film and TV actress, athlete, surfer, writer, Miss Italia North America, nerd, blogger. Love it. Pretty
it's
awesome.
A busy one, isn't it?
Totally. What eats up most of your time day to day then?
Well, right now I have a brand new baby, so she's kind of taken up a lot of my time.
Very cool.
That's great. I'm really lucky that I can spend so much time with her and just kind of take a little break from all the acting. So it's really nice to kind of be on maternity leave. It's the first time in my life I've really relaxed and eased up on my hustle.
Right.
And just, you know, get back in the water surfing and enjoy the baby.
Yeah, that's cool. What did you name your baby?
Her name is Sylvina.
Sylvina.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're in Costa Rica right now?
I am. We're making quite the international phone call right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's cool. So do you just have family down there? Do you have a little place to stay? Are you just vacationing? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My husband's from Costa Rica. So we kind of divide our time between Canada, the U.S., and here.
Wow.
And wherever else the work takes me.
That is awesome. So you're globe hopping here and there as well then?
You bet. I've made it out to Vancouver a bunch too. I love it out there where you are.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the best cities in the world, bar none for sure. I'm curious, Teresa, as an athlete, which sports then do you like to watch and which sports do you like to play?
I love to watch hockey.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Like Canadians and basketball, you know, right?
Yeah. You know what? And so, even basketball, you know, were you in Canada then when the Raptors won the championship? And honestly, the vibe and just the buzz of Toronto Raptors basketball, it swept the nation. We were going crazy here in Vancouver for it.
It's so great. I'm so glad to hear that. I was in Toronto for part of the playoffs. I've got a condo downtown there.
Yeah.
And I live about a block away from the Air Canada Center.
No,
it's called the Scotiabank Arena now.
Yeah. That's great.
Scotiabank Arena. And so, I was there when they won, but I did watch a lot of the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's great for the Raptors.
I love that you say nerd, by the way, in the bio. So what's the nerdiest thing about you then?
Oh, I'm such a nerd. I build websites. Do some coding. I never really, mostly computer stuff. Like, I didn't get into video gaming a lot, but I'm really into computers.
Right. But somebody's like, Teresa, can you build me a website? You're like, yes, I can.
Oh, totally. Or some graphics design stuff or, you know, Photoshop stuff. I've been doing that since I was 8.
Oh, no way. Really? Interesting. And
do
you get into the nerdy things of like Star Wars and Star Trek and all that?
No, I'm not that type of nerd. There's different classes, is there?
Totally, like, yeah.
I say it with love. Some of my friends hate when I say that I'm a nerd and they're a nerd. They're like, I'm not a nerd, but we both are because, we love doing stuff like that.
There's different levels of nerd. there's a comic book nerd. I've been a comic book nerd since I was, 10 years old kind of thing, right?
Cool. Yeah. You get it.
Oh, absolutely. If you could have a superpower, which power would you want to have?
Mine? Geez, I think I'd want to stop time.
Yes.
Put time on hold for a little bit or maybe fly. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, no. It's back to the pause time. I love that one. What would you do if you could pause time? Like, where do you need more time in your life?
To be surfing. I'd just go and surf for so many hours, and then I'd press the restart button again.
Right. Sounds like you're a bit of a water baby then.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I'd spend up to 4 hours a day in the ocean if I could.
Yeah,
I used to. Yeah. So I'll get back there.
And how often are you blogging? Because you're obviously a blogger as well. How often are you able to do that now, of course, considering you've got a baby as well? So that's eating up your time.
Yeah, that's a great question. Because when you transition to being a parent, like, you suddenly have to juggle everything. So I just kind of make time here and there. But I let my blog adapt to my lifestyle. So now I'm writing about some baby brands that I've been working with. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing some collaborations that way and still doing some travel posts because I've been traveling. So I should start writing posts every day. That's my advice to bloggers. You got to put a lot of content out there.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm kind of down to a weekly basis, but I'll get back there.
Yeah. And of course, people, you know, if they're following you, they genuinely want to know about what you're doing. Oh, it's cool that you went on this trip, that you did this, you posted a cool video. They actually want to see that. It's not like you're pissing them off.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, and I don't really ask anything of my followers. I don't ask them to buy stuff, or I'm not that kind of a blogger. I just do it for fun.
Right.
I just try to make interesting content, you know, and, you know, some brands do give me a cut if I do make sales, obviously, but it's not my be all end all.
That's not the drive.
Yeah.
Right. Teresa, tell us about becoming, was it Miss Italy, North America?
Yeah, it was Miss Italy, North America.
Tell us about that. This was a few years ago in 2011. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, time flies. Yeah. It was awesome. I had lost my passport in the U.S., and I just made it back to Canada in time for the pageant. I barely made it to the pageant. And I didn't speak Spanish at the time. I mean, sorry, Italian at the time. And had to go out on the stage and read these things in Italian and just really wing it. And I think my acting helped me think on the fly and kind of act like, you know, I really belonged there. And sure enough, I got sent to Italy. I won the North American title. And I placed about halfway through the group in Italy, so I didn't become Miss Italy North America, but I got to share the stage with, you know, 40 winners from around the globe. Mm-hmm. It was so exciting. We met the politicians. We had, like, security detail. We actually couldn't even leave outside of the pageant because there was so much security issues, like, around, I don't know, they have, like, mafia, and they have the threat that we could be kidnapped or things like that. You know, they're very cautious about stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they kept a close eye on us. You know, when we met these politicians, we had a helicopter detail all this security.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was wild. So I kind of felt almost like I was really grateful for the opportunity, but I definitely saw some restrictions that were put on us for our safety.
Right. Probably
during the pageant.
A case of, like, better safe than sorry kind of thing, right?
Yeah. And I was a little naive. I didn't realize it was like that. And I only started to understand that once I was there in Italy and going through the motions of the pageant, just how much they were trying to keep us safe behind the scenes.
Interesting. I would love to get to know you a little bit more here, Teresa. I've got some oddball questions. I've got some just kind of lifestyle questions I want to get to. I'm curious, what are you currently binge watching? If you have time, what are the shows you just can't get enough of?
Oh, let's see. Honestly, the only show I sometimes watch right now is Alerto Aeropuerto, and that's where they check, like, those people going through the airports and find various things or not in their luggage.
Yeah. And what are some of the crazy things that people actually try to take?
Oh, you name it, like food or, like, you know more food. Scandalous thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's so weird. Or, you know, like, merchandise. Actually, I learn a lot because I travel a lot. So. Yeah. It's crazy to see how they work in airports.
Is there some stuff where, you know, people are getting busted with drugs and stuff on the show? Or?
Oh, totally. Really? It's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, definitely. That's kind of risky. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I feel bad for the people. It's kind of a depressing show, isn't it? I guess it makes me feel good.
Yeah. My life's not that bad. These guys are pretty fucked up.
Right?
That's awesome. What was the music like in your house as a kid growing up? Like, which bands were your parents playing?
You're asking such cool questions. My dad loved to listen to rock and roll. Mm. So I used to listen to the Rolling Stones and Creedence Clearwater Revival and Fleetwood Mac. Like, classic my parents' generation rock.
Yeah. I mean, you just can't go wrong with, like, a Rumors Fleetwood Mac, you know, it's something about that record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And, like, Wings and Bob Seger. Yeah, all that classic, all the classic rock.
You name
rock,
it. Yeah,
so
you just named a lot of my dad's. Yeah, that's my dad's.
I mean,
for sure.
That's all the stuff that my mom was playing too. You know, she played like ABBA. I know, like, for the life of me, I couldn't, you know, forget ABBA, even if I tried.
That's cool. Yeah.
What was your first concert that you attended?
I think it was like Blue Rodeo.
Wow.
Or maybe like Amanda Marshall.
Okay.
Totally Canadian.
Wow.
Canadian icon artist.
Oh, absolutely.
There.
I mean, Blue Rodeo. How many great songs, great albums do they have? I've had Jim Cuddy as a guest of the podcast. Fantastic guy. Super nice. Shared a ton of stories. You know, I saw Amanda Marshall up in Prince George, maybe late 90s. And I swear, Teresa, that she didn't even need a microphone for the venue that she was at. She used it, obviously, but she didn't need it. Like, her voice was so powerful. It was incredible.
Yeah, she rocks.
Incredible. Yeah. Do you believe that aliens have visited Earth?
Oh, totally. I'm going to get so much flack for this, and like, my mom's going to kill me, but they totally visited me.
How could they not have visited, though? Like, have you not seen the videos that are posted all the time and, like, super Mach 15 speed spacecrafts that are making right 90-degree turns? Like, that stuff doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I worked with the shaman for a bunch of months a couple summers ago, and we were doing all these cool things, shamanic things, and I learned a lot about aliens, and they basically don't want to scare us. So if you're kind of scared of them, they won't show themselves or you know, any activity. So they don't want to scare people, and they think that we need to take better care of the planet. They really think that. So that's kind of some cool things that came out of my work with the shaman in regards to UFOs.
Wow.
And what the message they would tell humanity.
Very interesting.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
That's very cool, yeah. What are your thoughts on legalized marijuana? That just came to Canada, of course, last year.
I love it. Yeah, you're right. I think it's awesome. I mean, it's about time. And it's just it works wonders for people. And, you know, all the derivatives of the plant. And now that people are getting on to the cousin, the hemp plant, the cousin of the actual psychoactive marijuana plant. Hemp is great, like, to eat. It's not psychoactive, but people are eating it, growing it, using
making textiles,
plastic alternatives.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing that it's been demonized for, you know, for so long. It's incredible, really. You think about the textile uses and just the, you know, you use the CBD oils to help recover your body and all that stuff. It's quite something else.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. I've worked with a few brands as well, with regard to their products, marijuana, like paraphernalia, or so that was kind of the coolest job. I think one of the coolest jobs I ever had was to be filmed, you know, smoking a gold paper joint that I had to roll for the camera or something. I thought that was the best job ever. And that it was all legal.
Yeah.
It's all legal.
Love it. And thank you again for taking the time to join us today.
You too, Todd. You too. I appreciate it.
You can cast any actress, alive or dead, to play you in a film about your life. Who do you cast?
Brittany Murphy.
Love
yeah,
it. Great call.
She's passed, yeah. Yeah. Rest in peace, Brittany.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
Great question.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, thank you again for joining. People, of course, can find you at your website, which is teresalongo.com. You are your name as well on social media. It's pretty easy to find you.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy surfing. Enjoy your brand new baby girl. And I guess we'll see you online.
Subscribe on iTunes at Toddcast Podcast.